Hare Krishna. As the world really going to come to an end on the 21st of December, as some followers of Mayan calendar suggest? I don't think so. Srimad Bhagavatam certainly doesn't say that the world is going to come to an end. The world comes to an end after the day of Lord Brahma, which is a long, long time away. And even then, it doesn't just stop existing. So, no, the world's not going to come to an end. Does it mean that there's going to be some kind of cataclysmic event, some Armageddon, as they say? Maybe it may happen any day. It's really a relative thing as to when some cataclysmic event takes place. If we consider that 150,000 people are dying on this planet every day, for them the world certainly is coming to an end today, tomorrow, and the day after, whoever those people may be. So, in that sense, yes, just in the last few days, this horrible incident in the States where some madman came and killed 20 children and 6 adults, the world certainly came to an end for them. There was, and every day, for 70 million animals on this planet, the world comes to an end because in order to feed the insatiable appetites of lusty people who just have to eat meat, then 70 million animals have to meet their end. So the world's coming to an end for them. No, the planet is not going to cease to exist. And will there be a world war, some natural disaster, something? Well, if you consider the amount of karma that killing 70 million animals a day accrues, it could well happen. It could well happen on that day. It could well happen on any day. One thing for sure is on one day it will happen. Which day? I guess from the point of view of being prepared by stocking up on some goods, then we should be ready. But that's why Srila Prabhupada gave us our project of developing self-sufficient communities, so that we're not dependent on external circumstances. And aside from whatever Krishna's will is to happen with us, aside from whatever our karma is, at least we're prepared. Prepared doesn't mean guarantee, doesn't mean nothing will happen to Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas also living in this world, and they also have to leave this world. So such things could also affect Vaishnavas. But in that sense, we should be prepared. And we should be prepared in the sense that we need to be prepared to leave this world at any time, because as devotees, certainly we know that Bhutva Puliyate, it is a very dangerous place, and we could be called upon at any time to just go back home, back to Godhead, meaning go to Krishna's pastime somewhere else. And we should be ready. We should be prepared. It shouldn't be such a surprising, amazing things to us. Yes, it can happen on December 21st, on the 20th, on the 23rd. It could happen today. Any day is a day when we're faced with the realities that, yes, we're living in a temporary place, and we shouldn't be surprised by anything that happens. Hare Krishna, pending it happening today. Tomorrow we'll continue with the podcast.